We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, charitable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and channel 44 on Villavision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Liliquia, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Serrera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Angativa 21, Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In El Andaría, Channel 41 on TV Cable El Andarías. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eldonet City, Channel 26 on Chartangle Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Chimor Cable TV. In Sukhbator, Selim Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon, Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Hal Cable Company in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47, Orange Cable Company Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Ututh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gulnarini. In Ondohan City in Inti Province Channel 23 on Sunbo Company. In Sunshine City in Dongor Province Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandagrove City Channel 12 on Hohorf Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Longya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchong Cable TV. And in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Kuoshong Cable TV. And in Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialan Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations helps promote peace through a sport website. In science news, an American researcher reports that playing a musical instrument enhances reading skills. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 31st, is the birthday of the 45th Vice President of the United States and highly acclaimed eco-activist, Mr. Albert Arnold Gore, Jr., born in 1948. Author of the best-selling book An Inconvenient Truth, Mr. Gore was featured in the Academy Award-winning documentary of the same name. The movie was influential in raising awareness about the perilous situation of our ecosphere and all her inhabitants due to global warming. For his outstanding work, he shared the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Mr. Gore has also founded groups such as the Alliance for Climate Protection and the Climate Project to help alert global citizens of the imminent dangers we are facing. Our respectful appreciation, Mr. Al Gore, for your devotion to preserving our home planet. We pray all people are awakened in time to take the necessary earth-saving steps. May you enjoy a joy-filled birthday with loved ones.
YN News. Further flooding isolates communities in Uganda. Near Mount Elgon, torrential rains have caused flooding along the River Bukwo, destroying homes as well as five bridges. Bukwo District has thus been isolated from the eastern Uganda's major business centers, as travel routes between Uganda and Kenya have also been disrupted. National coordinator of the Ugandan disaster team, Dr. Julius Okeda, announced that emergency personnel have been sent to the affected areas, saying the office of the prime minister is arranging for emergency interventions to see to it that the people in Bukwo District can access the rest of the country. We thank Dr. Okeda, emergency personnel, and the Ugandan government for your prompt initiatives to aid the Bukwo District people. We pray for heaven's protection of the Ugandan people and that our planet is soon a safer place through humanity's gentler ways.
Miners alive in China following flood. Approximately 108 workers were successfully lifted to the surface after water suddenly filled a 1,000-foot deep coal mine under construction in Shanxi Province on Sunday, March 29th. Rescue efforts since then have been ongoing, with President Hu Jintao instructing local officials to do everything possible to rescue the remaining 153 miners, with around 1,600 emergency personnel engaged in such efforts as continuously pumping water out of the mine. We thank heaven for the steady, brave efforts of the emergency personnel and for the more than 100 workers rescued thus far. May they be joyously reunited with loved ones as we pray for the safe emergence of their fellow miners to the waiting happiness of family and friends.
Italy offers direct aid to Mozambique. As part of a 60 million euro agreement for development support over a three-year period, Italy is donating 12 million euros to Mozambique in direct budgetary aid, a type of assistance that is known to be based on trust and confidence. With friendly relations that go back many years, Italy helped facilitate a Mozambican peace accord in 1992, and the African nation has since partnered with Italian businesses for both countries' benefit. The recent funding is intended to strengthen the Mozambican government's public finance management and policy development process. Our thankfulness, Italy, and Providence bless your constructive assistance. May the Mozambican and Italian people continue progressing together in abundant prosperity and peace.
Supreme Master Jing Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian mathematician honored with Millennium Prize. Dr. Grigory Perelman has been conferred the prestigious Millennium Prize by the U.S.-based Clay Mathematics Institute, along with a $1 million U.S. cash award for his work that solves the Poincaré conjecture, a century-long mathematical puzzle that helps scientists who are working to understand the shape of the universe. As in the past, with other prestigious distinctions, Dr. Perelman has humbly declined this $1 million award, saying that he has everything he needs and that a mathematical theorem does not belong to any one person. We offer our heartfelt thanks to Dr. Perelman for his brilliant work and selfless sharing with humanity. May he find happiness and fulfillment in the endeavors that so clearly enrich our world.
Stars enjoy vegan cuisine while helping children in Haiti. Before attending the 23rd annual Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, celebrities were invited to a benefit for Haitian children, sponsored by Canadian toy company Mega Brands, called Rebuilding Haiti One Mega Block at a Time.
Hosted by Melanie Siegel's Platinum Publicity at the Magic Castle in Hollywood, USA, participants were given picture frames to personally autograph and decorate for an April auction to raise donations for Haiti through the nonprofit organization Save the Children's Emergency Response Fund. Among the many caring attendees were Oscar-nominated vegan actor Eric Roberts, who is also the brother of Academy Award-winning actress Julia Roberts, Haitian-born former NBA player Olden Polynice, and talented young television actors such as Ashley Argota, Josh Moore, and Douglas Smith.
Hi, I'm Eric Roberts and my wife Eliza.
You're watching Supreme Master Television.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Courtney.
And you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hey, this is Jimmy Jean-Louis from Heroes. So, be veg, go green, and save the planet.
In this spirit of compassion, Ms. Siegel invited One World Vegetarian Cuisine as a main caterer to provide life-sparing, delectable cuisine. Run by our association members in Los Angeles County, California, USA, this restaurant was originally encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of a harmonious global home for all beings, and the stars loved it for the taste and the conscience.
Hi, I'm Olden Polynice, former NBA player, first Haitian-born player in the NBA. I am in love with this right now. No more meat. No more meat for me.
Hey, I'm Josh Moore. I'm on Desperate Housewives, and I got to tell you guys about One World Vegan Food because it's the best in LA.
Just go vegan. It's better for the planet, it's better for the animals, better for us. It's healthier and it's awesome, and the food tastes great, I promise you. So, be veg, go green, save the planet.
My name is Douglas Smith, and I stopped eating meat 7 years ago and felt really good. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
I'm Eric Roberts, having a great time today. I am vegan. I am vegan because it's the healthiest way to eat.
Be veg, go green,
save the planet.
Hats off Ms. Melanie Siegel, Platinum Publicity, Mega Brand, and Save the Children, as well as the caring stars present for choosing the compassionate vegan lifestyle. May such generous hearts light the way as we all opt for delicious and planet-saving plant-based cuisine.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Emirati Samaritan helps save a life. Mr. Sahan Salim Sheikh of Al Quwain in United Arab Emirates stopped when he saw a stranger at Sharjah Beach Tower who appeared uncomfortable and was holding his chest. After dialing the police repeatedly without success, Mr. Sheikh drove through heavy traffic to get the 49-year-old to a hospital for emergency care and even paid the bills. Later, receiving a call from the patient's family, who thanked him for his timely assistance, Mr. Sheikh said, "I did what was needed at that moment. I only feel happy and thank God the man's life was saved." Mr. Sahan Salim Sheikh, heaven bless your good heart and selfless deed to see that a stranger received immediate life-saving help. Wishing him a soon recovery in the loving circle of family and friends.
Save our planet. Past natural disasters, the result of human activities. The Nazca culture that flourished in South America is famous for its mysterious lines, best viewed from the air, that depict animals and other shapes across the deserts in Peru. While being aware that the Nazca civilization ended suddenly between the 6th and 7th centuries, scientists at the University of Cambridge in the UK have recently revealed that the Nazca demise was related to deforestation. This was due to their clearing of Warango trees, whose deep roots played a key role in regulating moisture and soil richness. Thus, removing so many trees eventually caused a tipping point to be reached, after which the ecosystem was irreversibly damaged and the climate became more and more dry. The study's authors say that these findings are highly relevant in view of parallels with humanity's situation today.
Meanwhile, experts from the Leibniz Oceanography Institute in Kiel, Germany, announced their discovery of signs that a severe natural disaster occurred in the Atlantic Ocean 2 millennia ago. According to the scientists, the edge of an African continental shelf broke off, scattering debris over 150,000 square kilometers across the deep Atlantic off the coast of Morocco, south of the Canary Islands. This event could have set off a massive tsunami that some say impacted the lost city of Atlantis, believed to have existed in the Atlantic basin before being engulfed by the sea.
What intriguing findings! Thank you, University of Cambridge and Leibniz Oceanography Institute scientists, for your reports that offer insights into past civilizations. Let us strive to prevent the repeating of such devastations through our increased stewardship of the environment.
During a video conference in Togo in May 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai gave a spiritual perspective on such cases in history, as well as ways for humanity to choose a safer course today.
At least two major times, our planet has undergone major destruction due to detrimental human activities. It may be that past civilizations on Earth did not last also because their moral standard did not develop along with their technical power. Spiritual development and compassion are what ensure the safety and balance of every other endeavor. I pray that our civilization will be different, will be wiser, and more advanced in many beneficial ways. So let us not neglect to cultivate our virtues. If we want good things, And we have to do good. If we want life, we have to spare life, because that means we spare life. We want life. We want constructive energy. We don't want destruction. So vegan is the answer.
Save Our Planet, International Ecological Conference held in Turkmenistan. Hosted in Turkmenbashi and organized by the Academy of Sciences of Turkmenistan, a two-day forum brought together international scientists and other experts to discuss environmental projects such as the Turkmen Lake Altın Asır, created in 2009 to collect drainage water from different regions and reuse it for needed purposes such as agriculture. Addressing attendees, Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov spoke of goals such as enhanced regional cooperation, as well as ensuring adequate resources throughout the Central Asian region. Many thanks, Your Excellency, Academy of Sciences, and all participants for joining in shared concern to address these ecological issues. Wishing you a fruitful gathering and renewed inspiration for preserving our cherished ecosphere.
Save Our Planet. In Thailand's Nakhon Ratchasima province, more than 26,000 hectares of cassava crops are weakened by disease as drought-stricken farms can no longer access water from local reservoirs.
Save Our Planet. Residents of South West Island in Scotland, United Kingdom, convey their concerns to visiting Parliament member Alistair Allen as they highlight the island's changing landscape due to climate change, saying that portions of the land will soon be lost to the sea.
Save Our Planet. Researchers in Olac or Vietnam report only 4 Quang Kyum turtles left in the world, with 2 in their native Sword Lake in Hanoi and 2 in China, where efforts are also being made to prevent their extinction.
Save Our Planet. Citing extensive dry conditions, Cuban officials report that over 1,000 forest fires have struck the country in the first quarter of 2010 alone.
I'm Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. My diet is totally plant-based. For a tip on household cleaning, I would like to tell you about an efficient way to dust. First, start with the ceiling fans, highest shelves, and tops of cabinets. Then work your way down to the lower level items. That way you won't miss any of the dust that may have fallen from up above. Last thing to do is vacuum or sweep the floor, and you're all set with a spotless home. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
The Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association News from Formosa or Taiwan. Every Monday since November 2009, the Chen Shou Yuan Educational Foundation and the full UN Service Association of Xiaoyi, in cooperation with the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, have provided plant-based meals to individuals in need. The Chen Chuo Yuan Education Foundation, which is directed by one of our association members, focuses on environmental protection and social welfare. The Fu Yuan Service Association is an organization caring for the elderly and those with disabilities. Complimentary vegan lunches are given to more than 80 senior citizens and 420 local low-income residents. Over 6,000 lunch boxes have been shared.
那最主要的、最快的方法还是要吃低碳素食的便当，卖假吧。所以我们透过啊这个政府推广“作衣无肉路”，我们做低碳素食的便当来供应社区民众。
Our sincere appreciation, Chen Chuo Yuan Educational Foundation and the Fu Yuan Service Association for this collaborative endeavor. May the recipients of the Planet Protecting Animal Free Fair be graced with many years of health and happiness.
In peace news, the United Nations launches a sports website to promote harmony. Aspects which are fundamental to team games such as cooperation, fairness, respect, and acceptance of rules are highlighted at www.un.org/themes/sport. Mr. Wilfred Lemke, the Special Advisor to the Secretary General on Sports for Development and Peace, said that the UN has for many years been utilizing sports to help fulfill its goals. He further stated, "It is now time to further strengthen this momentum and make sure that we all speak the same language, the language of sport and play." Our gratitude, Special Advisor Mr. Wilfred Lemke and the United Nations, for your laudable efforts. May the fantastic world of sports truly assist in bringing about a more loving world. Up next on Noteworthy News, an American scientist finds that developing musical abilities can also help reading skills. We're going to give some delicious vegan food to the cute dog. Be right back. More peaceful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an uplifting world. In science news, an American researcher finds that playing an instrument may enhance reading skills. Dr. Nina Krause, a neuroscientist and professor in the Department of Neurobiology and Physiology at Northwestern University, Illinois, has discovered that musicians learn to identify regularities in music, which helps them become better readers. Dr. Krause stated, "This makes sense as letters and words on a page are really just patterns." Dr. Krause discussed her research at the American Association for the Advancement of Science in San Diego, California, and encouraged music to become a more significant part of school curriculums. What a fascinating study! And our thankfulness, Dr. Nina Krause, for showing the importance of music. May the lovely melodies, outer and inner, enrich our lives.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Urdu, a language spoken in Pakistan, entitled Men Talking.
दो आदमी आपस में बातें कर रहे हैं। पहला कहता है, मैंने शादी इसलिए की है क्योंकि मैं बाहर का खाना खाकर, घर की सफाई करके, कपड़े धोकर और गंदे कपड़े पहन पहन कर तंग आ गया था। हैरत है, दूसरा बोला, मैंने तो इन्हीं वजूहात की बिना पर बीवी को तलाक दी है।
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Master, thanks for caring for this world. I hope there is no difference in this world because we are one family. Fanky from Belitung Island, Indonesia.
Greetings, Fanky. Good to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Harmonious Fanky, thank you for your warm-hearted note. All religious traditions teach that all beings are truly brethren. May our world remain as one loving family always. Wishing you and all the spiritual people of Indonesia heavenly blessings. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May faith and providence illuminate your days on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Women in the World Summit in New York City, USA, brought together leaders such as Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to highlight and encourage the progress of women across the globe.
Meeting with Tunisian President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, Portuguese Prime Minister José Socrates expressed appreciation for the President's warm welcome as he also conveyed his country's wish to further cooperative relations.
Assisted by merchant vessels in the area, the Navy and Coast Guard of India safely rescue all 23 crew members of the cargo ship MV Maersk Miami that had caught fire off the coast of Goa, India.
A recent review of the film Hachiko, A Dog's Story from Swedish director Lasse Hallström, tells of a devoted canine companion whose loyalty extended even beyond his human caregiver's mortal passing.
Thai Prime Minister Apisit Wichachiwa meets for the second time with the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, offering measures to advance toward national unity.
To protect animal welfare, the use of electric shock collars to train cats and dogs is banned in Wales, UK.
Architects Kazuyo Sejima and Ryu Nishizawa of Japan received the renowned Pritzker Architectural Prize for the simplicity of their building designs, which include the new Museum of Contemporary Art in New York, USA.
The European Union launches a new program to assist the governments of Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Armenia in implementing a safe management system to keep borders both open and secure.
President of Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega, distributes title deeds to 4,094 growers, re-establishing their rights to the properties, with these bringing the total to some 50,000 lands restored during his administration thus far.
Coordinated with the International Committee of the Red Cross, the Palestinian Authority's Ministry of Health reports that several truckloads of medical supplies arrive in Gaza, with more deliveries planned. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWM.